You're listening to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden.
All right, Kevin, put you in the hot spot here. What's the one thing we must fill out and send into the government by April 15th?
That would be the dreaded tax return, Jess.
Of course. Of course that is the right answer. We've all been there, and it's tax season right now. But this guy that was recently on Judy Justice with the famous Judge Judy apparently didn't get the memo about the whole tax thing. Listen to this.
I'm asking you how much you reported your gross income was when you filed your tax returns in April.
They come automatically is what I'm saying. I didn't file them. They're paid for and filed automatically by the company that distributes my royalties.
So is what you're saying you didn't file tax returns in April?
I assume that they're filed automatically through this company that pays me.
Mr. Lefkowitz, when was the last time you put a stamp on tax returns that you sent to the government?
I do not know. I've never filed through that. I just assumed that it was already taken care of in that way.
You assumed wrong.
What? Kevin, what the heck's going on here?
I gotta be honest, Jess, I don't do my taxes either. I mean, I have an accountant that e-files everything, so...
Yeah, but you know the drill. I mean, I gotta pay taxes.
Absolutely, I know the
drill.
This
guy's like, oh, I guess I didn't know I had to pay any money.
He's got some kind of plan. I wonder what he pays these advisors to do all that stuff for him.
Does he even know? I'm going to go on a limb and say no. I mean, his education seems very limited here. But I mean, honestly, when it comes to taxes, lots of folks get confused. There's a lot of red tape around it. It's the government after all. They don't make anything easy. But, you know, they might not also understand how to limit their tax bill in retirement. So it's one thing to fill out the W-2 or whatever the form is, the tax forms, and fill them in. But it's another to go, wait a minute, I don't have to pay Uncle Sam all that money?
Yeah, I mean, the other big thing we see this time of year is people forgetting to take out their RMDs for last year. There's a few people that have forgotten that they have to take RMDs, or they finally hit the age and they now have to do it. So you got to be on top of all that stuff, or there's big penalties, there's big fines, and then you got to go through the problem of apologizing and trying to get the IRS to kind of forgive you, Jess, and reduce all the charges and the expenses because you messed up. So, again, you get the 1099s every January. You know, it's time. You go to the post office. The lines are a lot longer. So there's no hiding that taxes are due. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when it comes to taxes, like I said, it can be confusing and overwhelming. I mean, listen, I myself, I can fill out the basic tax form, but that's about all my knowledge. I have a CPA, as you mentioned, and I go, hey, figure it out. Let me know. Do I owe money? And can you save me money? And other than that, that's the extent of the conversation. But, you know, when it comes to planning for retirement, if you don't have a tax plan, it could essentially wipe you out. I mean, having a tax x-ray that you do, Kevin, really lets you kind of think about, you know, an x-ray. Think about it. You go to the doctor, you fell, you hurt your arm, right? You go an x-ray, you see what broken bones are there. This tax x-ray does the same thing with your finances, that you can run them through this process and show the broken parts and also show them ways to, again, put more money in their pocket than Uncle Sam's.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to pay taxes, Jess. And one of the problems is that a lot of people don't realize that your IRA money or your 401k money, it's all taxable to you when you start taking distributions. So if you're young enough, meaning you're not at the age where you have to take required minimum distributions, you can do some planning where you can reduce the amount of taxes that are going to be due to the government, or you're going to reduce the amount of taxes that your heirs are going to have to pay after you pass and you send this money on to the next generation. So with some proper planning and some analysis, you know, and understanding the big picture, you know, there's a lot of money to be saved if you do and take advantage of some planning. And that's what we do here. You know, we analyze the retirement plan. We help you create the income you're looking for. But we also want to be mindful of, hey, what's this all going to cost you to Uncle Sam? You know, and do we have to pay him? Or are there ways in which we can avoid paying him, or maybe reducing what we have to pay him? So, again, we look at all the angles when we make these retirement roadmaps. So we don't want to, we don't want to give money we don't have to give. And it, you know, I say it all the time in this business, Jess, it's not what you make, it's what you keep in your pocket. We want to keep as much money in your pocket and less in Uncle Sam's.
Do annuities have an image problem? Well, a recent study found that more than half of consumers are uncertain about annuities. But when they were presented as income rather than an investment, people warmed up to the idea. Susie Orman, you know her. She's been in the financial world for a long time. Mm-hmm. Here is her take on annuities.
I don't have a problem with income annuities because people need an income that's guaranteed to them. And they're not finding it anywhere else. So it's almost like Susie Orman has been forced into looking for alternatives to what she would normally do to get people. How are they going to meet their expenses when they don't have the income?
All right. So there is Susie's take on annuities. Kevin, where do you stand here and how do you frame it to clients?
So, you know, just like exactly what Susie said, there are a lot of misconceptions about annuities. And that's actually why we started doing this I Hate Annuities workshop that we're doing throughout Fogelsville and the greater Lehigh Valley area so that we can educate people on annuities. There are some annuities that we don't like, we don't use. And I have another clip of Susie that I do play in the workshop where she goes through, you know, the different types of annuities, the ones she likes and the ones she doesn't. And she doesn't like the variable annuities for, you know, the obvious reasons that they're loaded with fees and the guarantees that they offer you are not the best guarantees. But again, there are some annuities that there are some annuities that we do like. I just gave you an example of a gentleman came in my office. He wanted out of the stock market. He didn't want to pay his broker a fee. He wanted to put his money in a fixed annuity just like his wife did. Well, if you can get a guaranteed rate of return with no volatility and no expense, what's wrong with that situation, Jess? Wouldn't you take that every single day?
100%.
Right? So that is an annuity, folks. So, yeah, you know, there are bad rumors about annuities, but there are some annuities that are actually good and they actually work. Another one that Susie just talked about was that guaranteed income strategy. Well, I hate to tell you, folks, but the best retirement plans are the ones that have guaranteed income coming into the household. Talk to your retirees that have these pension plans from these state jobs they used to have. Talk to these people who worked at these big companies back in the day and they had these pension plans that they have. You know, talk to people who are collecting Social Security. That's a guaranteed payment for the rest of your life. So again, using an income strategy in retirement with an annuity is not a bad way to go. You need the income. You know, retirement planning is all about cash flow. We talked about it earlier on the show. If you need $6,000 a month coming into the house, why not guarantee some of it where you don't have to worry about, oh, is the market up? Oh, is the market going to crash? Mm-hmm. Oh, the market didn't give me that 8% rate of return that I need every year in order for my plan to work. Putting some money into one of these fixed annuity products with a guaranteed income rider on it that pay you this lifetime income is an absolute home run.
And they also say the happiest people in retirement are those getting that guaranteed income. You like to call it that mailbox money. It's similar to that check that you were used to getting every 2 weeks for the past, you know, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
This is essentially replacing that. Would you agree?
True fact, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
People who do get that mailbox money live longer in retirement.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have to stress. The stress is taken off their back. Again, that mailbox money comes the third Thursday of every month. It can either come in the form of a paper check or it can come into your checkbook. You don't have to worry about it. It's like clockwork. So again, if you need $8,000 a month, why not guarantee some of it? You don't need to guarantee all of it. I'm not against the stock market. I think the stock market over time, in fact, I know the stock market over time gives you good returns, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the bumps that you can't handle in retirement when you're taking distributions that upset the apple cart. And what you're doing by putting some money into one of these guaranteed payments strategies is you're kind of taking the stress off of your portfolio where, you know, again, the money comes in regardless of what the returns are on the market for that year.
Find out more at maddenwealth.com.
Kevin Madden is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Madden Wealth Advisors LLC, RWA, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future. future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance and annuities offered through Kevin Madden, New Jersey Insurance License 893-4505.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.